Ben McAdams is joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. And Ben, first and foremost, I cannot thank you enough. I think this conversation that you and I are going to have is most invaluable, but I understand now that you have tested positive for the virus. Tell us your reaction and how you think that came about.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. And, you know, I don't know where I contracted it. They tell me that it can take up to 2 weeks from exposure to actually having symptoms. So I've looked back over the last 2 weeks and my activities over the last 2 weeks, and I've been on multiple airplanes and met with people in my office. And, you know, as soon as the recommendations came down from the CDC, I immediately followed those recommendations. But I don't know where I got it from. And I think that just highlights how important it is. Even though I was following all of the recommendations, I was still exposed to it. And it just highlights, I think, how important it is that we take this seriously, that we do everything we can to follow the recommendations from our governor, from our health department, and to really try to minimize the spread of this sickness. Statistically speaking, I'm 45 years old. I'm young and relatively young and relatively healthy. I should be okay. It feels like a really bad cold for me, but, you know, we've got to limit the spread to so that people who are immunocompromised don't catch this, and because it's a real risk to their health.
Ben, what tipped you off? What made you even think, gosh, I might have this?
Well, so Saturday night, I was feeling, you know, a little bit sick, but I actually hadn't slept much the night before. I'd only gotten a couple hours of sleep. And so I decided that I would quarantine in my home and not go out, but that, you know, I just wait and see how it went. And so on Saturday night, I slept. I woke up on Sunday morning. I was feeling a little bit better. But I just still, until I was entirely over this, the recommendation, right? If you feel symptomatic at all, you should isolate. I had a temperature of about 100 degrees, which medically speaking is not a fever. It's not really a fever till you're above 101. So I talked to a doctor on Sunday morning who said, you know, your fever's only 100. And I was feeling some aches, and he said, you should, out of an abundance of caution, isolate yourself, stay at home, don't put anyone else at risk. But you're not at the point right now that it justifies a test. The testing is still scarce, and your symptoms don't justify getting tested. So, you know, he said, just stay at home, drink lots of fluid, and don't expose anyone else, and call me if symptoms get worse. So on Monday night, it really was a bad night. I had symptoms did get worse. I had a fever of 103. I had belabored breathing, and my lungs felt really tight and really achy. So on Tuesday morning, I called the doctor and described my symptoms, and he said, you know, that rose to a different level, and he recommended that I get tested. So I went to the local clinic right here and was tested on Tuesday and got the results back today.
Now, Ben, let me be, are you in Washington or are you here locally?
No, I'm here in Utah. Yeah, I'm here in Utah.
Oh, okay. All right. Ben, today I was watching the news, and it was on NBC Nightly News, and they were talking to some of the young people who were down at spring break. And this one kid, you know, just kind of looked like something almost out of one of the hey, dude, where's my car movies? And the guys was saying, well, aren't you worried about the coronavirus? And he said, oh, wow, man, I'm here to party. And if I get the virus, I get the virus, but it's not going to, you know, interfere with my partying. What would you say to that wonderful soul?
You know, Doug, that may be true that if you're young and healthy, you're going to be fine. But how are you going to feel when your grandmother is exposed, your mother is exposed, your neighbor is exposed because you or your friends didn't take this seriously, and they're exposed and they end up passing away from this sickness, you know? And really what we're trying to do here is it is spreading, and it's spreading quickly. We have to slow the spread of this, because the projections are right now, if we don't slow the spread of it, we will swamp the capacity of our hospital system. And that's when it really gets serious. If you have somebody who's has compromised health, and they go to the hospital, and we don't have ventilators, and we don't have medication for them, and we don't have necessary hospital staff for them, then you're going to see the death rate really climb. And so we need to slow the spread so that our hospital system can manage the influx of people who are going to come. And so we have to take this seriously. When, you know, the moment that I felt symptoms, I took every precaution and isolated myself. Prior to that, I was following all the guidelines of the CDC of social distancing. I still was at work, and I was still flying on an airplane and meeting with people, but I was taking all of the precautions, washing my hands, and that's what we need to do. But I still came down with it, and I'm very glad that when I did come down with it, I took the precautions I needed to not expose anybody else. But, you know, they even tell you that my doctor told me that I am contagious about 2 to 3 days before showing symptoms. So we are in the process right now of notifying everybody who I had contact with and making sure that they are aware and that they also isolate themselves, even though they may not feel symptoms and they may not have caught it, that we have to isolate. They have to isolate themselves to avoid spreading this to a loved one and furthering the momentum of this spread throughout our community. So we're in the process right now of reaching out to everyone I had contact with to ask them to take extra precautions. There's social distancing that we all should be doing right now, but it is time for us to step it up to a new level, and take an abundance of caution, especially if you have been exposed, to not spread it to anyone else.
You know, Ben, I so thank you for joining us tonight. When I heard this, first of all, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time. My concern was for you and for your family, but I thought, you know, I'll bet you Ben will talk to us, and the amount of good that this phone call will do, just to underscore that we are all at risk, we are all vulnerable, none of us are invincible, and I think, as you rightly put it, even if it doesn't hit you very hard, the fact that you could pass it on to grandma, your aging, you know, uncles and aunts and so on, is such an important thing to underscore. So, Ben, I cannot thank you enough for joining us here tonight.
Thank you. Well, and you know, Doug, just real quick, I'll tell you, to be honest, I love to talk with you, but I'd rather be in bed right now. But I do think it's important. People need to know how serious this really is. This is not something to take lightly. I hope that, you know, with me speaking out, that people know that practice every guideline that is coming from the CDC, from the Utah Department of Health, from our governor. Social distancing, wash your hands. If you have the slightest of symptoms, isolate yourself. Call your doctor. Don't go to a hospital, but call your doctor. And follow all of that advice. I think it is so important that people, if people hear that, we can come together and we can bend the curve on this and minimize the loss of life that this deadly virus will have.
And Ben, I haven't even asked you how you fared during the earthquake, but I'm assuming, since I'm chatting with you and I haven't heard anything else, I'm assuming you're all okay.
We were in bed, as I've been most of the day today, but it was shocking. And it's quite an experience, a triple whammy for us today between the pandemic and the earthquake. And now, you know, my whole family is isolated. They'll have to be with me for 2 weeks and not leave the house. And so doctors say that they will probably get it. And we have 4 young kids. They will probably be fine. But we are high risk right now. We're not going to leave the house. We're not going to take any risks that would expose anyone else.
Well, Ben, if you need a drive-by Diet Coke drop, you just let me know, and I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Give our very, very best to your great family, and we wish you the very, very best.
Thank you, Doug.